More service on the weekends and at night, more actual buses, and more Metro bus drivers. This is all a result of the passage of Proposition 1 last fall. Voters said yes to a higher car tab and a bump in the sales tax. It adds up to $45 million a year for the next 6 years that the city will use to restore and expand Metro bus service. City Councilman Tom Rasmussen says soon more people will be able to lead a car-free life.
For example, the C and the D lines from Ballard and West Seattle, they're going to go to every 7 minutes. And I think that we're going to see more and more people riding transit. It has continued to grow, which is wonderful.
Buses will be added to busy routes, so riders are more likely to get a seat and not have a packed bus pass them by because it's too crowded. One phrase that appears throughout the agreement is to improve frequency and reliability. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.